Here's another example. 8,614 pregnant patients participated in HIV testing as part of the Prevention of Mother-to-Child Transmission Program on their first antenatal care visit. Of this number, 2,114 of those tested were found to be HIV positive. If we consider these two facts in relation to each other, expressing the second fact as a percentage of the first fact is a process of analysis that gives us a useful piece of information about the level of HIV positivity among pregnant women. A facility manager like Sister Sina, who we met earlier, can then bring interpretation and meaning to this information, seeking to understand if the level is high or low, improving or getting worse. This can then inform Sister Sina's decision on how to manage the PMTCT services.